News Radio 930 WBEN.
You know, for the longest time, I thought UConn came in from Alaska.
Right.
That is the longest time.
They're the Huskies, too. So you're like, well, that makes sense.
Such a moron.
It's Tom Bowerly.
You got to be kidding.
No. At the time, that was a really big deal.
And David Bellavia.
The best at what they do.
It's Bowerly and Bellavia.
Nobody saw this
coming. That.
No.
Nope.
Yeah.
On News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, you know the guy who did Guardians of the Galaxy? Phil Kennedy just brought this story to me. It's James Gunn. He's a writer. He's written a lot of... One of my favorite... The Toy Collector is one of my favorite novels that James Gunn has... I think he's a brilliant, funny guy. He also directed Guardians of the Galaxy and the Scooby-Doo franchise. Who could hate him for the Scooby-Doo franchise? But anyway, he just got busted by a conservative commentator from OAN, which is One American News, and found all these tweets that he had sent in like 2008 and 2009 that really were, I don't think they're at all to be taken seriously. I think he's trying to be funny, and he's, you know, just being irreverent and a little dark with his humor. But he makes a lot of jokes, at least 8, 11, 15 jokes about, you know, having relations with children, which is never funny, of course. And I don't know why he would think that would be funny. But I think he's just trying to push the envelope or you know, this was 10 years ago. I don't know. Anyway, he's been fired from making Guardians of the Galaxy 3. That was a huge franchise and a lot of money for him and, you know, big for his career, obviously. But anyway, it just shows that, you know, we talked about this with social media, deleting your tweets after one day like Matt Drudge does. I mean, this would never happen to Matt Drudge at all. This would not happen to someone who deletes all their stuff. But when we left you, we were talking about the best day ever. What is your best day? And this is from the New York Post. They have the, what is it? The U.S. High Bush Blueberry Council has the best day ever. So what we decided to do was to go through the top 10 answers of what America, 2,000 people were surveyed by the U.S. High Bush Blueberry Council as to what are the top 10 mood boosters. So we're going to use the Family Feud sound effect. All right. So the top 10 answers are on the board. All right. Number 10 is, I think you got to click it, right? Go ahead. Yeah, it's seeing a friend you haven't seen in a very long time. That is number 10. Number 9, a meaningful long hug from someone you love. 8, a long hot shower. That could also be the ending of a really horrible day, but neither here nor there. Number 7 is realizing that it's a beautiful sunny day outside. Number 6. Performing a small gesture of kindness for another person. 5. Petting a dog. That's kind of, I mean, what? The best day ever, petting a dog? What's that all about? 4. A small gesture of kindness from somebody in your life. 3. Lying in bed, listening to rain fall outside. Number 2. Being able to sleep without an alarm clock. And the number one answer, finding money in your pocket or money you didn't know you had. There we go. That is the Family Feud top 10 mood boosters of the best day ever. So we're asking you 803-0930, what is the best day ever? For me, the best day ever is fall. It's a nice, crisp fall morning with the leaves changing and maybe some dew on the grass. And you have a nice cup of coffee. You see the steam coming up, and you're drinking the coffee, and the Bills are about to play. And that would be a really great day. And the Bills win, of course. That would be awesome. Now, in this survey by the U.S. High Bush Blueberry Council, they also got into comfort foods, the three most popular, according to 2,000 people, who answered a survey by blueberry people. Much to the chagrin of the blueberry people, none of the answers were blueberry-related. But the top three feel-good comfort foods. Are you ready for this? Number three is coffee. You're going to give me the... Can I get the... Yeah. Do it. Coffee. 2 is bacon. And the number one feel-good comfort food is ice cream. That's ice cream. My comfort food? I don't know if I have a comfort food. What do I like to eat when I'm sad? I don't like to eat when I'm sad. I don't eat when I'm sad. You know what I mean? I don't feel like eating. Do you have a comfort food, Phil? Phil used to work as a like a short order. Well, you were a chef or a cook or what?
I was a sous chef.
Sous chef. There you go. So you love food and you're a foodie. So what is your comfort food? You had the worst day ever. The car broke down. You lost your shoes. What would you?
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken. Now, is a store bought? You made it yourself?
Homemade.
Homemade fried chicken. And you got to go three now. So fried chicken.
Macaroni and cheese. Homemade macaroni and cheese.
Got it.
And then.
Now, these are all homemade. You're not going to any place.
No, homemade.
Got it. Homemade mac and cheese and chicken.
Homemade mashed potatoes. Like, put them all in a meal together. Right.
Mashed
there.
Potatoes. All in one big. You make your own KFC bowl is what you're saying.
Some corn.
Right. And we'll take your calls at 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBN. You can text us at 30930. You know, the other one is this Chick-fil-A. Coming to Cheektowaga. Someone just wrote on Facebook, like, do you remember when they used to call it Cheektowaga? There's some people that pronounce Cheektowaga like Cheektowaga. And now it's Cheektowaga because of Chick-fil-A. Right? There's a Chick-fil-A coming to Buffalo. Coming to Cheektowaga, and they're already talking about a second Chick-fil-A. There hasn't even been a first Chick-fil-A, but it's that good that they want a second one. So if you could have a second of something, I mean, look, Anchor Bar has done this, Duff's. I mean, it's like a little miniature franchise, a regional franchise. You move one here, you put one over there. Someone says that they want Chick-fil-A to come outside of there's one in, I believe, Greece has a Chick-fil-A. But my comfort food, according to this texter at 30930, is coffee-flavored ice cream with bacon bits on top. Already done that joke. Petting a dog can be, well. And then I texted the best day ever is someone who wrote something, blueberry jam. You know what? I was going to say blueberry jam for the cash code word because the cash code word was jam. But I did not want to confuse people who would have, you know, put blueberry jam. But no, it is. I did say that the word would have nothing to do with blueberries, but there's still blueberry jam. So all of you texters, yes, you're all funny. You're all on top of it. I'm slow to the game, slow to the party. Someone wrote that I would even accept Chick-fil-A in kiosk form. And that was the guy yesterday who had trouble with a kiosk. And then what did Bennett say? Venison backstrap fried in butter, bourbon on ice with heavy ale. Yeah, someone needs a designated driver, if you're asking me. Venison backstrap fried in butter. Venison backstrap. Someone said the best day ever is when I woke up and had a tuna fish sandwich with Miracle Whip and toast and tomato soup made with milk. I'll tell you what, the tomato soup and grilled cheese sandwich thing.
Never gets old.
Never gets old, but in school, they ruined it. The school version for me of tomato soup and grilled cheese was not as good as it should be, you know? And so, but at home, tomato soup and a grilled cheese sandwich, you dunk that thing in there like an Oreo. It is amazing. Just don't split it in two. That's not fun at all. Someone wrote, the best way to resurrect the Galleria Mall is to put a Chick-fil-A in there. I'm with you on that one. I'm absolutely with you on that one. I think Chick-fil-A is one of the most incredible experiences you'll ever have with a chicken sandwich. And and someone wrote that chowder is their favorite. Liver and onions. What the hell is wrong with you? Liver and onions? You know, next thing you're going to say is, liver and onions. You know, maybe if it's done right. I've never had a good liver and onion experience.
I've had it once and it was gross.
Yeah, but that's not. But maybe if you love it, it's your comfort food. That's your thing. But liver is just a tough. And maybe I don't know where. I would assume, you know, maybe the cow I was eating was an alcoholic. I didn't enjoy it. It wasn't that good. Elderberry pie is their favorite. A glass of cold milk, and the best day ever is when every light is a green light. You know, why wouldn't you put a second Chick-fil-A in the South Towns or the North Towns? I mean, I'm saying like an Amherst or a Williamsville or someone. I mean, just
put, right across the street from here.
But, well, yeah. But why wouldn't you put, why would you do the same area. I understand that Cheektowaga is becoming, well, it has been for a very long time. It's the epicenter of all the commerce in Western New York. But, you know, Transit Road is a popular area. There's a lot of things that are going away from Transit Road. Maybe Chick-fil-A can bring some more, you know, traffic out that way. Or I don't know, the South Towns get ignored a lot. A lot of people in Orchard Park and East Aurora would love a Chick-fil-A. That doesn't make a lot of sense. These people with their liver and onions are going nuts. Love liver and onions. That is their comfort food. We're bringing all of this up because the New York Post has an article on a survey conducted. I'm not making this up. The U.S. High Bush Blueberry Council took 2,000 people and asked them, what was the best day you've ever had? What makes something the best day ever? Now, I'm sure the U.S. High Bush Blueberry Council was really hoping that a lot of people were going to say blueberries or something related to blueberries. Not so much. We got a lot of people, you know, sleeping without interruption, without an alarm clock, finding money in your pocket. And then it got into comfort food. What is the three best foods that put you in a good mood? And they were ice cream, number one, bacon, number two, and coffee, number three. Now, you would figure that bacon and ice cream are kind of like, you know, they're naughty foods. They're not the best for you. You can, you know, you don't want to overindulge in bacon and ice cream. But coffee is something we do a lot of. I don't necessarily drink coffee because I want to. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not enjoying I just want to drink it because I'm tired and I need it to live, right? But some people just want to lie back and have a nice cup of coffee with their bacon and their ice cream. And the other thing we asked is the Chick-fil-A, and this is on WBN.com. You can check this out. But the Chick-fil-A, there's a second Chick-fil-A. There are people that want a second Chick-fil-A in Cheektowaga. The first one isn't even open yet, mind you. But they want a second Chick-fil-A in Cheektowaga. And we said, what would be the thing that you would want more of? Restaurants, stores, whatever they are. This Smoke on the Water that's in Tonawanda, people want one in Lockport. And these are a lot of Lockport people. And so we're asking your comfort food. We're asking, what would you want more of in terms of a store or a restaurant? Is two Chick-fil-A's too many in Cheektowaga? I'm telling you what, you can put four in Cheektowaga. I'm all over it. And then, of course, we have the what makes the best day ever. Welcome back to Bowerly and Bellevue. You know, we're going to get you updated on this breaking news that we have really don't have a lot of details, but the Buffalo police have just tweeted out breaking news, obviously, that there was an officer-related shooting. And we're looking at Como Avenue and McKinley Parkway. I'm familiar, obviously, with the city of Buffalo. About six blocks, I would say, from what? Mercy Hospital, Trocare College area. South Park High School is, if you were going to put some landmarks in that area. If you are by that area, obviously you want to stay out of law enforcement's way. Buffalo Police have a presence there. We have no information whatsoever who was involved. Was the officer injured or the officer, fire his service firearm, he or she? We have no information whatsoever. We're going to watch this. We're going to give you updates. But we're asking you, if you're in the area or obviously, if you saw what happened or have information that happened and you can safely do so, give us a call 803-0930 or text us at 30930. But we really have no more information, and we're not going to irresponsibly speculate as to what happened. But we're hoping that the only follow-up is that we know that there was a hostage situation that preceded the shooting. So we are we're just going to give you the information as we get it and keep you updated. Rather disappointing because we had such a high hopes for a positive show, and who knows what happened. But we hope everyone's safe, and we hope the situation is under control, and that's all we have right now. But we know that it's Como Avenue and McKinley Parkway, and not too far from Mercy, Trocare, South Park, High School, South Park Avenue. You know, anyway, that's the section of that's all we know. Hostage situation, officer, police officer, Buffalo Police involved in a officer-related shooting. And there was a hostage situation before that. And we'll keep you updated as we get more information. We're going to get back to our topic. But, of course, we'll take your calls and your text messages if you want to talk or have information about what happened moments ago. We're assuming this happened in the last, 30 minutes. So it's a breaking story right now. We'll keep you updated. Keep it locked to WBN.com, radio.com. Tom Puckett will have any breaking news. Tom Puckett is all over it, and we'll have your traffic. We'll have everything. So just if you're in that area, you want to stay away, obviously, from where the police are. Don't get in their way. But they will give us updates, and we'll go live if there's a press conference. We will keep you up to date the best we can. Let's go to, and we were talking before about the best day ever, right? What is the best day ever? There was a New York Post did a survey from the U.S. High Bush Blueberry Council. I'm not exact. The U.S. High Bush Blueberry Council on the best day ever. They had top 10 answers, and the first one was the best day ever is sleeping without the use of an alarm clock, going right through and just sleeping until you wake up uninterrupted. And then there was finding new money, you know, finding money in your pocket. And then, but unfortunately, not a lot of blueberries. And then it got to the comfort foods. What foods actually put you in a better mood? 2,000 people were surveyed, and it turned out 3 was coffee, 2 was bacon, and number 1 was ice cream. A lot of people get sad. They start eating ice cream. I remember watching Oprah once. I think it was in college. Oprah Winfrey said she was sad one day, and she ate a punch bowl of Cheez-Its. And I thought to myself, man, oh, man, that's a lot of Cheez-Its. You know what I mean? I love Cheez-Its like the next guy, but that's pretty crazy. And then we got into Chick-fil-A. They want to put a second Chick-fil-A in Cheektowaga. And there hasn't even been a first one that opened yet. So what place in Buffalo, landmark, restaurant, you know, what store would you want another one of? And where would it go? I mean, the other Chick-fil-A to be in Cheektowaga is kind of weird. I mean, we need 5 Chick-fil-A's. That's how good Chick-fil-A is. But 2 is not enough. But both in Cheektowaga, I don't know, maybe Orchard Park. Why not Amherst, Williamsville? Who knows? East Aurora. They could use one, you know, Chick-fil-A. But at any rate, we'll keep you locked and updated on everything that's going on. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBN. And we have got Officer Ronaldo's audio. Okay, so got it. It's from WIVB. Do you have it? Okay, so you want to play it right now?
So at 2:30 p.m. today, Buffalo Police received a call for a suicidal male armed with a weapon inside of a house located at 660 McKinley Parkway. Upon arrival, officers did hear a couple shots fired from inside the house. At that point, the assistance was requested from the Buffalo Police SWAT and crisis management team. A short time after that, the subject did come out of the house with another female. The subject was carrying a shotgun. A struggle ensued between the female and the subject with the gun. At this time, we believe that the gun did discharge. Officers repeatedly asked the suspect to drop the gun. He refused to respond to the request of the police, forcing one of our officers to shoot the suspect and end the threat. The suspect was immediately transported to ECMC, where he is currently being rushed into surgery. I can tell you that it's a 34-year-old white male is the suspect, and we are not going to release any further information in terms of identifying him by name or the officer at this time. The department has instituted our critical incident policy. We have our entire homicide squad, as well as evidence and photo unit, dispatched here to the scene, and we've already recovered some video evidence, as well as we are in the process of talking to neighbors, witnesses, as well as some people that were at the scene. With that, I can take a couple brief questions.
What's the relationship between the woman and the suspect?
We are at this point figuring that out. You good?
You said he came out, he only had a shotgun?
Yeah, he came out with a 12-gauge shotgun. He had fired a couple rounds inside of the house, and we believe he fired at least one round outside of the house.
Have there been problems at this house before, as you know?
We're looking into the call history at the house, but this was the first time that we believe our CMT team has been dispatched.
All right, so that is the voice of Captain Jeff Ronaldo from the Buffalo Police Department giving us, I think, the entire story. I don't know if there's anything more that can be speculated. You had a 34-year-old white male that was in a home. It appeared to be a hostage situation. There were shots that were fired inside the home. He then came out with a woman with a 12-gauge shotgun. officers believe that the firearm discharged, whether it was an accident, on purpose, whatever. And at that time, it appears that Buffalo police officers at the scene, constantly requested him to drop the firearm. He did not comply. The situation was neutralized by Buffalo police engaging this suspect, who had a firearm, 12-gauge shotgun, in his hand and may or may not have discharged it outside, definitely discharged it inside, and had a woman in a hostage situation. That individual, that 34-year-old suspect, is in surgery at ECMC. And that's pretty much all we have right now. Well, at least the good news is that the situation is over, that no innocent people were injured and no police officers were hurt in doing their duty. Again, pretty much that. And that is courtesy, by the way, that Captain Ronaldo audio, courtesy of WIVB. We thank our friends at Channel 4 Buffalo for giving us that update. All right. So back to the phone calls. 803-0930 star 930 1-800-616-WBEN. I don't really know what more where we could go with this. I mean, if you want to talk about the shooting, if you were there, if you have any information that you did not hear in the WIVB, you want to call in and talk about it, we could do that. 803-0930 star 930 1-800-616-WBEN. You can text us at 30930. And we were talking about the best day ever. We're talking about this New York Post survey that was done that basically was asking, what are the things that could change your mood, right? It was conducted by the U.S. High Bush Blueberry Council that polled 2,000 Americans. And by the way, someone wrote in, sorry, David, I only trust the Strawberry Council. The Blueberry Council is fake news. And then it went into comfort food. What foods put you in a better mood? And of course, we segued into the Chick-fil-A, which for me is a wonderful, wonderful snack, is that Chick-fil-A sandwich, right? Well, they've got one location that hasn't even opened yet in Cheektowaga. Already they're talking about a second location in Cheektowaga. Why two in Cheektowaga, by the way? But the point is, why not four? That's how good Chick-fil-A is in my world. But what would you want another one of in your neighborhood? Would you want a Chick-fil-A in your backyard? Maybe a Hardee's, maybe a White Castle, or maybe it's just another store. We heard, or another restaurant. We heard Smoke on the Water, which is in Tonawanda. People in Lockport want that. Someone wants a Chick-fil-A in Eastern Hills. And the best day ever. What is the best day ever for you? What's the temperature like? What are you eating? And what are you doing? And make it PG-13. Let's go to Texas, Terry. Terry, best day ever. What's on your mind?
Well, you read mine. It was 151. Texas Hold'em Barracks attorney.
Oh, that was you?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, that explains it.
Oh, that's a true story. It really happened.
I don't need a DB-214 for that.
I appreciate it. I was going to comment on Chick-fil-A a little bit. You could kind of go back to the, I guess, adage, one is none. The reason why I say that is the city of Lubbock's approximately like 225,000 people. I don't know where it's at in comparison to Cheek to Vegas and that Buffalo area. It's been a little bit since I've been out there. But when you only have the one or the two, the line through the drive-through is, I mean, outrageous. It stretches all the way out into whatever main street that it's going to be on in the first place. So it's absolutely necessary for them to open up multiple locations in such a small area. But I will say this, the line, no matter how long it is faster than any line at like McDonald's or Burger King or anything like that, regardless of how short it is. I mean, they're fast, they're efficient, it's delicious. Half time, I don't even remember giving them my money before I had the food in my lap. I'm like, wow. So,
the thing about Chick-fil-A, so the perfect Chick-fil-A sandwich, in my opinion, Terry, is a extra pickles and mustard, right? And you take that, what's that?
I go original. I get the number one, let them do the pickles. I put my own hot sauce on it, and it's awesome.
Does your number two look like a number two? No, I have to ask you, though. that's the old joke. But I have to ask you, the number one, okay, so what's that? The waffle fries are a big thing with Chick-fil-A, too.
Yeah.
People love the waffle fries. But my thing is that isn't it crazy, though, that you get, you know, you're bringing Chick-fil-A to Buffalo, which is a huge deal. It's already in Rochester. I've been to the one in Rochester, and that thing is just, they're doing crazy business. I mean, there are people out the door every single day for Chick-fil-A. It's a new thing. But, you know, if you brought, like, remember when Buffalo Wild Wings, you know, that franchise went all over the country, and everyone thought that these are Buffalo Wings, right? And I always would say, hey, you know, when you get Buffalo Wings, they're like, oh, I don't need to go to Buffalo. I go to Buffalo Wild Wings. And it's like, oh, pump the brakes there, buddy. Not the same experience.
My wife's guilty of that, man. She said that on a couple occasions, and I tried to correct her. I'll bring her out there one time. There's been one place, it's a local place, that come close, but it's just not the same thing, especially when you're not actually in the city eating the wings. That's part of it,
too. I mean, because some of those, look, some of those drumsticks, you get a buffalo wing, and you could be at a medieval festival, you know, eating a turkey leg. They're big, big wings. Some of these other franchises, they don't just have the size of the wing. Too small.
It's just skin and a bone with some hot sauce. So people think if you put hot sauce on wings, that makes it a buffalo wing.
You know what? To an Italian, that's like putting ketchup on pasta, man.
Exactly.
That's just disrespectful.
They try out here, but they need to leave it alone, let it be for the professionals in Buffalo. And, you know, one of these days, that's a big one for me. I wish I could have something like that out here. And even toyed with the notion of opening up a restaurant and, you know, having some credibility being from Buffalo. But I don't know that my customer service skills would warrant, you know.
It's service with a smile. Even in Texas, it's important. Terry, always good to talk to you, man. And
good.
Lay off the 151 in Texas Hold'em.
Absolutely.
You got it. Texas Terry. I knew it. I knew it was a military guy. Hey, the perfect day. We're still doing this. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBN. Your perfect day. Why are we talking about this? Well, the New York Post, which we get tons, you know, New York Times, New York Post, Washington Post. New York Times has an article today from the U.S. High Bush Blueberry Council. Now, the blueberry people decided to do a survey of 2,000 Americans. What puts you in a good mood, right? And they said, what were the things that make you have a good day? And it's getting a good night's sleep, maybe rain falling as you're sleeping. And they determined through this survey, what they had to have spent $250,000 on it, because these questions are 2,000 people, pretty good sample. And they have a lot of questions. They spent a lot of money on this. I bet you they were disappointed that not a lot of people said blueberries or anything related to blueberries, right? But there was a lot of good information in this survey. Comfort foods were one of the questions. What food puts you in a good mood? Ice cream, bacon, coffee. What are the things that make a perfect day? Sleeping without an alarm clock. Finding money that you didn't know you had in a pocket. Petting a dog, having a random stranger perform a kind gesture, you know, letting you have a parking spot or opening a door for you, carrying your luggage, whatever, you know, just someone doing a kind gesture, right? So we ask you, and the text board is blowing up. The call, people calling into the show left and right, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBN. You can talk about your comfort foods. You can talk about what makes the best day ever for you. And the other one is the Chick-fil-A story, which is one of my, I guess you could say, comfort foods. Someone just mentioned, I used to work with this guy, and he texted in, do you remember that day 5 years ago you had a really bad day, and you got in your car, and you went to McDonald's? And this is a true story. This guy and I went to McDonald's, and I ordered, like, I'm embarrassed to say how many McDoubles. I ordered a ridiculous amount of McDoubles. And I was very upset. I had a rough day, and I ate probably 5 McDoubles before we got to our destination, by the way. It was you know, gluttony, but it was also, that was my comfort food. I needed McDonald's in that moment, right? And that was what led me to Buffalo Chirothin, if I could be totally honest. Hasley Family Chiropractic and Revolution Health Quarters, they tagged in right after that meeting at the drive-thru. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll talk more about your comfort food, ice-cold beer, pizza. Good weather has nothing to do with some people's comfort, their best day ever. It's about food. It's about experiences with friends. Some people wrote, best day ever, 7 degrees sunny, and all the ammo I can shoot at the range. It involves an activity. It involves friends. It involves alcohol. Maybe it's the bills. Maybe it's the weather. What is it? We want to know your best day ever. At the top of the hour, we're going to have a cash code word. We're also going to have Tom Puckett with news and traffic and weather and give you an update on the situation with a Buffalo police officer shooting. It appears to be a hostage situation. Guy came out of the house with a 12-gauge. Cops did their job, according from the story we have right now. Neutralize the target. The suspect is now in surgery at ECMC. We'll give you updates. Tom will have that. All of that, so much more. Bowerly Bellavia back after this.